afternoon, Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi. This is Pensacola Right Now. Thanks for joining us here as always. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. There, an armed man is at the courthouse. This is going on right now. I'm like, which courthouse? And so apparently one of the things going on right here, Snohomish County Courthouse. What? Snohomish County? I don't know what this is. One of the top stories going on. I guess there's an armed standoff right now going on in that area, I guess, not this area. It's in Washington State, apparently. There is, it's looking more and more like President Biden will run in 2024. He's looking to run for re-election. Yet the polling shows that most Americans, even Democrats, say, nah, he should probably not do that. Yeah. Another poll, I thought this one was interesting. A third of Americans, I'm actually surprised it's not more, but a third of Americans believe that the CIA is primarily responsible for JFK's assassination, according to a new poll. A third of Americans think CIA is behind it. Then, big story here with President Trump. His special master has been squashed. Federal judge has rejected Trump's special master request for the Mar-a-Lago documents. They've dismissed the case challenging the Mar-a-Lago document seizure. The appeals court has ended the special master review. So that would mean, because remember, the whole thing with the whole special master review was the special master would be able to review the documents, which could hold up the FBI investigation, because while they're reviewing the documents, the FBI can't have the documents. The FBI was arguing we ought to be able to have the documents kind of at the same time or something. You know, there ought to be some sort of efficient way to do this. So they were challenging the use of a special master, and now this latest judge has overturned it. Said no, you can't have the special master. At this point, I believe that was the last appeals court. The only thing that could happen is if he's able to get the Supreme Court to rule on it, and the Supreme Court has already said that they will not review the case. So this is it. No special master. El Paso, Texas. Saw a massive migrant border. I don't know what you call it. Just a onslaught at the border. According to some witnesses, around 1,500 migrants crossed the Rio Grande into El Paso on Sunday. Thousands of migrants have flooded over the border in El Paso over the past few months alone. And at this point, officials are saying it's just absolutely unsustainable. And this is before Title 42 expires. Which Title 42 was a Trump-era immigration control system that basically Biden's trying to end it. It's expected to end in the coming days, and yet they're already seeing flood of illegal migrants crossing the border. So some of the updates as it pertains to Ukraine and Russia, this might be something it'd just be ongoing. Heavy losses reported among Russian mercenaries. Kherson is coming under massive attack once again. Kherson continues to be a major focal point for this war in Ukraine. As we can see, that storm has hit the west. Big winter weather storm hit the west, and it is moving eastward. And it is expected to be a monster storm by the time it hits the east coast. It could impact millions of people. Right now, it just dumped snow in the Sierra Nevada, but it created flood watches in California. We're too far north to really get that storm. We're going to have rain all week long, like off and on all week long, but it's not part of this big storm that they're talking about. This is further north, and it's going to be headed towards like New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, all that area. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have an accident off Fairfield. This is going to be at Ruby Avenue. If you're heading in the westbound direction, we are seeing some slight delays due to this accident off to the side. Again, off Ruby Avenue, this is where New Warrington Spur and Fairfield meet before you get to Mobile Highway. So again, seeing some slight delays if you are heading that direction. Other than that, our roads are looking typical with your everyday afternoon traffic in Gulf Breeze, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Before you get to the Gondolier Boulevard in front of the Nature Preserve, expect some delays, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola and heading towards Pace on the bridge. See something else? Make sure to give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Another story here is the Golden Globe nominations are out, and some of the big notifications is the people that were left off the list. Will Smith left off, Jennifer Lawrence, Tom Cruise, not on the Golden Globes nominee, all being snubbed by the Golden Globes. And, you know, I can't remember who there was. There was some actor or something that kind of explained what was going on with, like, these Golden Globes and the Oscars, and same thing with the Emmys, is that these are award shows that we think are like, oh, they just watch the best movies or listen to the best music or whatever, and they go, this is a great artist, this is a great job. But really, it's like a campaign. They campaign to get nominated, and then they campaign to get selected. It's just like a political campaign. They're like campaigning, like, hey, recognize our thing. But honestly, it's the way with the Heisman Trophy too. Like in sports, you think the Heisman Trophy just goes to the best player in the nation. No, it goes to the best school that was able to campaign for their candidate to be the best to get that award. There's a lot of things like that where you just think, well, yeah, congratulations, you won. It's like, yeah, oftentimes they're paying for the submission, then they're having to campaign for it. Like by sending them more clips and showing them the influence that this movie had, and it goes on and on. It's kind of interesting thing. Very political. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, we're going to get top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We've got tickets to give away. And we've got the holiday movie series over at the Sanger Theater. And so with that, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to go see It's a Wonderful Life on Monday or A Christmas Story on Tuesday. So we've got both those pair of tickets to give away for you later on in the show here. Then if you'd like to weigh in, of course, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Did you see what Elon Musk said his pronouns were? He tweeted out what his pronouns are. I'll tell you what they are in about 8 minutes.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. A Libyan man suspected in the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Scotland appeared in court. An explosion on board killed all 270 people on board, including 190 Americans, many of which were students flying home for Christmas after a semester abroad. Supreme Court will once again weigh in on the student loan forgiveness debate. This case comes from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. President Biden has sought to forgive billions in student debt, but the program has been caught up in legal challenges. A new study linking certain types of screen time with OCD in children. The study, published in the Journal of Adolescent Health, followed about 9,200 children between the ages of 9 and 10. Researchers found each additional hour of playing video games increased the risk of OCD by 13%, and each additional hour of watching videos up the risk by 11%. So I guess video games are more detrimental. Finally, director Christopher Nolan says he recreated a nuclear weapon explosion without CGI. It's for his upcoming film Oppenheimer, which tells the story of the Manhattan Project and the creation of the atomic bomb during World War II. Bobby, I'm generally in favor of anything Christopher Nolan does, and this sounds right up my alley. Very excited about this. It'll be in theaters July 21st.
So he's created a way to make the A-bomb go off.
Without CGI.
Without CGI?
Yeah.
So did he set an A-bomb off? That's the question.
He may have.
Went out to the deserts of Nevada and was like, so it's for a movie. It's okay. For a movie. And just dropped an A-bomb. He's like, it's a small one.
A very small one.
It's a small one. Yeah, exactly. He's like, I'll just use a small one. We'll zoom in.
Really tight.
It'll look great. Like, did you just set off an atom bomb? It's like, I can't tell you how I did it. It's a movie secret.
That's so, wow. That's impressive.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my goodness gracious. So, yeah, that's kind of interesting. What do you think about Pete Shinnick retiring?
Oh, boy. You know, it's...
We were talking about how good UWF has done
since the start. It was, I think... having spoken to him only a couple of times, but you know, this is kind of what he does, is that he builds programs. You look at the stops that he made at UWF beforehand, he was usually there around a around the same period of time. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I think he even said, you know, if my memory serves, that, you know, this was kind of what he was about, was getting the program started on solid, firm footing. And then, you know, he finds that next challenge. And for him, you know, it's kind of a homecoming of sorts, going back to the Baltimore area. So, you know, very calculated, I think, in making the move. And so, yeah, it's up to UWF now to say, how do we keep this thing going? Because, I mean, Coach Shinnick is, a special coach. And he just gets, you know, he just gets what UWF is and what we're going to do.
With any college program, it's about recruiting, right? And so he has shown that he's able to go to a place that has no program at all. This is the second program he started.
Yeah.
He's able to go to a place that has no program at all and make them a championship caliber team within a very short period of time. Of course, he did it his first year.
Right.
And then second year, he won the championship. So it's kind of unheard of. It's record breaking. But at the same time, like, you know, that's what he's obviously very good at, recruiting young talent to come over to a team that has no history. Yeah. I mean, you know, you go to Alabama, Nick Saban just goes, "We're Alabama." And they go, "Oh," you know, it's like he doesn't, you know, he doesn't do very much, right? You just look at the history that they have.
Have you seen my new Aflac commercial?
Yeah, exactly, right? So I always thought there's no way, the only way we're going to keep Coach Shinnick is if UWF was able to quickly move up to like the FCS level. If they moved up to the FCS level, might have been able to keep him longer. And either that's not in the cards right now or anytime soon, or, you know, it's just, but yeah, this is just kind of a, this is what he's done. Mm-hmm. And he deserves, I mean, look what he's done.
Yeah.
Not just with this team, but this previous team. He deserves to be probably on FBS level, right? I mean, he's shown the chops to be able to coach and recruit. That's what it comes down to in college level. It's how good you can recruit. So, I mean, some guys are good at recruiting, we know, and then they can't figure out how to put the pieces together, but he's able to do both.
So. And it's such a different animal with, I mean, the number of guys that are on the team. I mean, it's a huge amount. He's got guys from all over, mm-hmm. you know, and managing egos, I think, is a part of any sort of program, you know, college football program. But when you have guys that, you know, maybe are coming down from D1, you have guys that didn't get looks from colleges, and it's just such a unique mashing of talent and backgrounds.
Yeah.
When you get those guys to every single year produce, and just the way that he was able to do that, yeah, that's really special.
Yeah, it is. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
We're really just seeing slowdowns on Fairfield Drive. This is going to be at Ruby Avenue due to an accident. Slowdowns are in the westbound direction right at that intersection. This is where West Fairfield meets with New Warrington Spur before you get to Mobile Highway. So expect some slight slowdowns there. Other than that, we're just looking good on I-10 and I-110. Typical delays on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, as well as on 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. We do have an accident on 98. This is going to be going in the westbound direction, heading into Navarre from Windhaven Beach. This is right off of Fox Dan Drive, causing some slight delays. So see something else, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, Elon Musk tweeted out what his pronouns, or sorry, I assumed his pronouns when I just said his, and I just did it again. Elon Musk tweeted out its pronouns. I'll tell you what its pronouns are next on News Radio 923. In case you missed it over the weekend, Elon Musk tweeted out what pronouns he or she, they prefers. He just says, "My pronouns are prosecute Fauci." And he does it like with the slash, like the other people do, like he, him, he, her. She, her, whatever. Yeah. He says, my pronouns are prosecute Fauci. And it's gotten quite a few likes on that tweet. A lot of people thinking that one's a good one. There's 1.1 million likes on that one. And he says, he replies to it and says, yep, truth resonates with people. Here's the thing, though. I veer a little bit with the prosecute Fauci thing. And this is why. Anthony Fauci's job is to stop infectious diseases from spreading, no matter what. That's his job. What's the best thing you could do to stop infectious diseases from spreading? Quarantine everyone. He's like, that's the best thing to do. So I'm going to recommend that. And so he did. It's up to leaders to take his advice and not follow it to a T, but to take it and then talk to the economist and then talk to mental health professionals and then talk to all other individuals, and you get up all these professional opinions about what to do, and then you make a decision. You're going to prosecute anybody. Prosecute the leaders who followed Fauci's advice to a T. Let's go right now, Bobby Rossi. At 7 p.m., they're airing A Christmas Story. But right now, we've got a pair of tickets to give away to go see It's a Wonderful Life at the Sanger Theater on December 19th at 7 p.m. If you would like those tickets, text in SNOW to 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Just text in the word SNOW, and you could have a chance to win. And Gracie will select one of the winners. Top three stories here for you. Oh, wait, first. Top three stories here. Where'd it go? Federal judge has rejected Trump's special master request for the Mar-a-Lago documents. So the Supreme Court's already said that they're not going to rule on this. So this is pretty much the last appeals court pertaining to this issue. So no special master after all. Some 1,500 migrants crossed the Rio Grande into El Paso on Sunday, according to witnesses, as they continue to get thousands of people flooding into the country illegally, even before Title 42 has been removed. And then snowy weather hits the West Coast and now is headed towards the east and is expected to impact millions. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. FIFA World Cup update, in case you missed it. Well, you already know last week, earlier in the week, Argentina was set to play Croatia. So Argentina against Croatia will be tomorrow. And now France beat England. Morocco beat Portugal. So Morocco continues their little Cinderella saga here. They're in the final four. So Morocco will play France on Wednesday. Argentina plays Croatia tomorrow, and that'll be the matchup. We'll see who's going to be in the final at that point. NFL Monday Night Football tonight. New England Patriots take on the Arizona Cardinals, and that'll be on ESPN at 7:15. NBA TV has the NBA. At 7 o'clock, Atlanta Hawks against the Memphis Grizzlies, followed by the Boston Celtics against the Clippers. NHL hockey on ESPN+. Tonight, quite a few games beginning at 6 o'clock on ESPN+. NCAA men's basketball, number 7 Texas ranked basketball. They're playing on Longhorn Network against Rice tonight, but they're going to be without their coach. I'll tell you why in just a minute. At 8 o'clock on FS1, it's Arizona State against Creighton. Then that's it as far as any kind of televised games. All right, so in the sports news, the reason why the Texas coach will not be there is because he was arrested for assault. They called it family violence is essentially what they're saying. But Texas men's basketball coach Chris Beard arrested and charged with assault. So not sure if he'll be at the game tonight for the University of Texas men's basketball. Speaking of men's basketball, Purdue takes the number 1 spot in the AP poll after Alabama got knocked off by Houston. The Atlanta Braves got gold glove catcher Sean Murphy from the A's in a 3-team trade. Then Cowboys have signed wide receiver T.Y. Hilton after they met with Odell Beckham Jr., and I guess they decided to move on from him. They've signed T.Y. Hilton. And finally, ongoing story here, Mississippi State head coach Mike Leach, known as the Pirate, had a heart attack and is in critical condition. He was I don't know, it's kind of a weird situation because I was reading about it earlier. I guess he went to one hospital, and then they felt like they needed to transport him to a bigger hospital further away. And so he apparently is still in critical condition. That would be head coach for Mississippi State, Mike Leach. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives, and we'll come back with CBS Sports Minute. 92.3. According to a report, the Biden Energy Department is touting a big contract in order to increase the number of lithium batteries. You know, lithium batteries are the main battery that is used for electric cars, right? So they're touting this as a great deal because it's going to give this grant money to this lithium battery company that will help the United States grow its domestic sources of green energy, right? Because we're going to have more green cars on the road if we can help this company crank out a lot more of their lithium batteries. Here's the thing. The grant is going to a company that operates out of China. Huh? Yeah, that's right. So we just gave a $200 million grant to a company that primarily operates in China. Microvast is what they're called. They are based out of Texas, but they primarily operate out of China. And so this is going to be, according to the U.S. Energy Department, this is truly a remarkable time for manufacturing in America, even though they're going to manufacture it in China. It's a historical investment to supercharge the private sector to ensure our clean energy future is American-made. Might be American-owned, but it's going to be China-made. Producing advanced batteries and components here at home. It's going to be made in China. I just like, are you kidding me with this? The Department of Energy touted that Microvast is a majority U.S.-owned company and headquartered in Stafford, Texas, with locations in Tennessee, Florida, and Colorado. But financial records reveal the company primarily works out of China. The company also was recently added to the Securities and Exchange Commission watch list of Chinese companies that are on track to be delisted from NASDAQ for failing to comply with U.S. auditing requirements. That's right. They're on the list of, quote, Chinese companies that are on track to be delisted from the NASDAQ for failing to comply. Well, wait a minute. I thought they were an American company. Oh, boy. Just get some more of this. It's like little things like this just sneak by. Just sneak by. Nobody pays attention to them. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3 in Florida. Yeah, China Joe. That's a good way to put that. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you didn't get the pair, did we get a winner for the It's a Wonderful Life tickets?
Yes, Vicky's going to go.
Vicky, congratulations, Vicky. And coming up next hour, we'll give away a pair of tickets to go see A Christmas Story, so which comes up on December 20th. So stick around for that opportunity. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. And then I've got a story pertaining to what kinds of gifts people prefer, physical gifts or experience gifts. We'll talk about that coming up next on News Radio 92.3.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in just a couple minutes, talk about the types of gifts people like to get for the holidays. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom for a quick news update, Joe. Yeah. By the way, did you see that the Merchant of Death, who was traded for Brittany Griner, said he's going to do everything he can to make sure that Vladimir Putin can continue the war in Ukraine? So here he's already free and he's like, yeah, let me use my skills in order to try to keep the war going on in Ukraine. No, exactly. Yeah, exactly. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
I-10 bridge heading eastbound on the Escambia Bay Bridge. We are seeing some slowdowns. We have a disabled vehicle off to the side. It's off to the right shoulder, and it's causing some delays backing up to Scenic Highway. It is moving, but it's slow moving. They have a crew on scene trying to get that out of the way, but just keep that in mind. Again, that's getting out of Pensacola, going towards Garcon Point on the bridge, seeing slow moving traffic backed up to scenic highway exit. See something else on the road slowing you down? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Torgerson Causey Insurance Benefits. It's open enrollment time, and it's time to get the most for your insurance. Call Torgerson and Causey today at 433-9996. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
77% of Americans would rather receive experiences as a gift over physical gifts. The key is, though, as long as it's something that you can usually share either with each other or with family or friends. For example, 63% of people would love a surprise travel, like tickets to, or plans to go somewhere with friends or family, tickets to a concert or a show. Yeah, I can see that as being a good gift. An outdoor activity like skiing, boating, hiking, a food tour, a cooking class. Then it starts to drop off a little bit. Vouchers for wine or beer tasting or a trip to a museum. But yeah, 77% overall say they'd rather. I agree with that. And I've kind of hit a point too in my life where I've if I want something, I already bought it for myself anyway. And I'm in a declutter phase right now where I'm like throwing crap out now. Don't give me more stuff. Because I don't want more stuff.
Especially if it's like something that I kind of could, yes, I like it as a gift, but I'm like, I don't really need this. So like when it's an experience and it's not during the Christmas time, like you get all this new stuff during December and kind of by March, you're like, I have nothing new.
Yeah, exactly.
And so
yeah,
if you have a concert or something fun to do in the summer,
already
paid for and stuff, it's awesome.
And that's a good one too, because like, I'd like to go to this concert. I'm not sure I'm going to be willing to pay for it though. And all of a sudden, if somebody gives you the gifts for it, because there's a lot of things like that. Oh, I'd love to go see this event or that event. I'm not sure if I'm going to pay for it, though. And if somebody gives it as a gift, then you really appreciate it. So, yeah, I see that one as one. There is unexpected food combos from 2022. We talked about this last year as well. Here you go. Here's some of them. Pickles and whipped cream. No. Popcorn and pickle juice. Actually, I could see that one working. It'd be like dill. Like a dill popcorn or something. I can see that one working. Dark chocolate and tomato salad. Stop playing. Pizza and applesauce. You guys are just being disgusting now. Sushi and ranch. Actually, I could see that one getting. Depends on what kind of sushi. Depends on the kind of sushi that you got. So peanut butter and pizza. Once again, I mean, not with tomato sauce, not with spaghetti sauce. I don't know. Cheese and martinis. Okay. And fruit roll-ups and hot Cheetos. Like you wrap up the hot Cheetos in the fruit roll up. Apparently these were popular combinations this past year. This is very, very strange. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, Quebec up in Toronto, you know, not Toronto, but Canada, because Quebec is different. But anyway. Up in Canada, there's a class action lawsuit that has been filed against Fortnite, the video game. The video game, class action lawsuit. And that means there's a lot of people who said, yes, we want to sue them as well. What are they suing them for? Because it's addictive. That's right. And it was being held up for a little bit because Fortnite was trying to get thrown out, going, this is ridiculous, throw this lawsuit out. A judge has ruled that the class action lawsuit may continue. It may go on. Plaintiffs say that children spent thousands of dollars buying skins and other things like that on the game, and it's addictive. They're sucking children in with excessive spending on V-Bucks. That'll be interesting to see what happens, because if they lose this case, oh man, it's going to open up a huge can of worms. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, got some local stories.